Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians taking on the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 2 of this four-game series. Kind of an odd game last night, Tito. For three innings, T.J. House was unhittable, and then it all came apart. And once again, you had a chance early in the game where you didn't get that one big hit, and that's really been costly this season.
Yeah, it has. You know, to your point, there was 2 points, and you made two good ones. One, you know, TJ went through their lineup the first time. Even though he didn't throw a lot of strikes, he was making a lot of really good quality pitches. He got a bunch of ground balls, which is exactly what TJ needs to do. And then the second time through the order, you could see they made their adjustment. You know, they were trying to stay on balls at all costs and hitting the ball to right field, and it happened quick. And, you know, then that's where we got to make an adjustment between our pitcher and our catcher. The other one, like you're saying, you know, we had shoot at second inning. We got bases loaded, 3-0 count on Borney, and they got a guy warming up in the bullpen, and we end up not scoring. And you know, it hurts. But still, at the time, you're like, okay, you know, because we're getting base runners. You're like, I'd rather have base runners than not, even though for sure you want to cash in. But I still like the idea that we were working counts. You know, we were getting deep into counts. We were getting runners on. We just, like you said, we needed a big hit.
Boy, and it just seems like here this first month, and nice today, it's May 1st, so you can forget about April. But you've been that close, haven't you, Tito, where maybe one hit could make a big difference in a ball game?
Well, I think sometimes when you're playing like we are, you'd have to have that big hit. There's going to be times when you're rolling that you don't get that big hit, but nobody notices because you've scored runs or you've done this or you've held them down. But when you absolutely have to have it, it becomes more glaring.
Well, now you've made a change. T.J. House, the shoulder barking a little bit. I know he's been put on the DL, and you have brought up Tyler Holt.
Yeah, we did. We talked to T.J. last night a little bit. We thought, okay, let's let the dust settle. He came in early today, and we sat and talked for probably an hour. And I think it's to the point with his shoulder where it's just kind of cranky, but I also think he feels like we kind of ask him, hey, okay, what do we do? Let's figure out how to go forward here. And because he was going to have some time off with the off day anyway, we thought, okay, let's DL him. Let's get him stronger where he can pitch like he can, at least without having that get in the way. And that's one less obstacle.
And Tyler Holt, you know, I know he didn't hit a lot when he came up last season, but he looked like a better player when we saw him this spring. Is that another byproduct, Tito, of kind of getting your feet wet and starting to feel like you belong?
That's exactly what that is. We see it all the time, and I love it. You see a guy get a little taste of, you know, the experience here. They show up in spring training, and they look a little bit older. They look a little bit more comfortable, and they look a little bit stronger. And that's because they think they belong, and they feel like they're starting to belong. And he had a really good spring. And what he does do is he brings so much energy. And he's that right-handed bat that, quite frankly, don't quite know how we're going to use. But it gives us another option until we need that fifth starter, and he might help us win a game or two.
Now, tonight, Brett Hayes is doing the catching.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, split it up where, you know, we can balance the catching, the hitting, all of it. And sometimes Brett, with a little bit more veteran, you know, maybe slows things down a little bit. I don't think it's bad for Roberto to catch a game, maybe watch a game, because he's had a lot thrown at him in a hurry here.
You know, and Roberto Perez is a good catcher and has a chance to be a decent hitter. But, Terry, when you come into camp and you know you're going to be the backup to one of the best catchers in the game, when you suddenly are the guy, do you sometimes take on maybe too much responsibility?
Well, I think there's something to be said for that. I think on top of maybe what you said, you know, he's never done it here at the major leagues. You know, a lot of times you have a backup catcher that's a veteran guy or that's done it. You know, Berto's still pretty young as far as playing Major League Baseball. And playing once a week or once every 10 days, you kind of gear up for your game and you know who you're going to catch. But when you're going every day, when things start to mount, the game starts to go fast.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Blue Jays coming up on the Indians Radio Network.